Welcome back to the Gorilla Zone. It's your boy BTB Swaggy, and y'all know I'm with Big Man today. Let him know who I'm with today, man.
There's BTB Gorilla out here. You already know.
Big Gorilla, you know what I'm saying? Big homie, you know what I'm saying? Today, well, first off, I want to say, man, I hope everybody doing good for the month. You know what I'm saying? I hope we're all having a good year and everything. And most definitely, I hope these past few weeks been treating you good. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot to discuss, man. It's a lot going on in the hip hop world, man. It's a lot of drama going on in the hip hop world. Before we really continue, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Not really. I'm gonna go ahead and talk, man. I want to talk. It's been a while since we got to talk hip hop, and last time, and a lot of the times when we do get to talk and really have these hip hop conversations, we talk about hip hop beef and how there was the lack of it and the lack of competition.
Yep.
And I feel like BTB honestly has led the way with promoting healthy hip hop beef and healthy rap beef and conflicts and stuff, you know.
It's like I feel like that's our, you know what I'm saying? We the front runners in that one. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like we the front runners in that one.
Definitely.
But you know what I'm saying, leading off with the beef instead. I think the last time we even left off was the whole the J. Cole had responded to the Kendrick track, and J. Cole made an apology. And you know what I'm saying, I got the apology pulled up. He said, you know what I'm saying, quote unquote, "That was the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life." And reading that, right, it's like, reading past that, he goes into further detail, like, he moved in a way that he felt bad on spiritually. Like, he tried to jab his nigga back and keep it friendly, but at the end of the day, it didn't sit right with his spirit. So do you feel like J. Cole went soft on the kids, or do you feel like he took a more mature approach to where it really didn't sit right with him? Or do you feel like he should have just stood on business at that point and should have just been like, nah, fuck that?
I feel like he took a J. Cole approach. I feel like he took a non-hip-hop approach, honestly, because... But it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like no matter what, it was non-hip-hop. But being as though J. Cole is very in tune with himself as a person and not just as a music artist, I feel like he might not have felt like he was doing it out of competition. I feel like the bars that he was spitting, they weren't like, "I'm better than you" bars. Like, I felt like he didn't feel like that was the way it was going to go. It wasn't going to be like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like he didn't want to end his legacy with, I guess, some shots being fired and shit like that. But it was too late. It's kind of like running, punching a nigga in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? And being like, "My bad, bro. You know, look, you know what, man? I don't even really want to fight." You know what I'm saying? And whatever the reason, not saying that, because Cole is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Cole a monster. You know what I'm saying? I don't really give props to too many people that I don't feel like deserve it. And I feel like Cole is a monster. So why he did that like that, yeah, I don't know why he did that like that, but I feel like he a monster, so.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of people can say, you know what I'm saying, it could be a maturity thing. It could, like you said, it's in the essence of it, do seem like some J. Cole shit. Like,
right.
It is like, oh, yeah, that's some shit J. Cole probably would do.
Right.
So,
another nigga couldn't do that and be over.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, nah, nigga, you cooked. You cannot do that. You gotta stand on business." And I think part of the reason why he got a pass is because, yeah, that seemed like something that J. Cole would do.
Ain't give that nigga no pass, but...
You ain't give him no pass, you don't think?
Fuck no. Hip-hop ain't giving no pass. Nigga, we hip-hop. Look, Cole, I love all the Cole World fans, all that shit. Look, I love some of J. Cole music. I fuck with J. Cole as an artist and what I've seen of him as a person, because I don't know the man. He don't really reveal himself like that. But this is hip hop. I can't give it on, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just because we cool or whatever. Not that we cool, but you know what I'm saying? Just because I fuck with you, I can't give you a pass on the hip hop side of things, because on the hip hop side of things, bro, you J. Cole. No, we needed them. We needed some pressure from you. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, we needed you to do what you were supposed to do for hip hop, not for J. Cole. You did what you needed to do for J. Cole. You ain't do what you needed to do for hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing right there. You feel me? We are artists. You know what I'm saying? I make music. Hell, if I decide to step my foot up in there or whatever, you gotta do what you're doing for the art of the craft when it comes to this shit. It can't be out of jealousy. It can't be out of anything other than the love of the craft. So if he got out of that mind state or whatever and was like, damn, that's my man's, I fuck with his music, I ain't really trying to do that, then I appreciate that, Cole, but that ain't hip-hop. You know, hip-hop is it. That's my man's outside of this booth. You know what I'm talking about?
So, yeah, like, how do you feel about the people that sat there and was like, okay, I see what you're saying, but the shit that you're saying now, you wasn't saying that, and you wasn't saying that when you was recording the song. So, do you feel like it's kind of like, you know, when you do something, it's after the fact, you realize, like, ah, man. Because I think in the moment, he was, like, in the moment, it's like, you gassed up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody around you is expecting you to say something. And when you finally do say something, you might feel good for the moment. But then after the fact, you might be like, damn, that shit ain't really what it hit for. But do you feel like he should have had that energy when he was in there recording the song? Or because people, they said that, like, they feel like the apology is kind of like him backtracking. He really ain't trying to deal with no smoke or nothing like that. So that's why the people say, oh, you wasn't feeling like that when you was recording the song.
I don't feel like he ducking smoke. I definitely don't feel like he ducking smoke. I feel like a microphone is like being drunk. And whether it be what you mean to say or whatever, it takes the filter off. So I feel like he said what he meant to say. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he could have said it better. You know what I'm saying? Like what Drake said in this song, as we'll get to later. But I feel like he could have said it better for sure. And I feel like he was naive. I feel like when him and Drake did that song and he's like, yeah, it's the big three. And you know what I'm saying? He is trying to celebrate everybody's greatness. In the essence of, you know what I'm saying? But then, he takes jabs saying, but I'm like Muhammad Ali. So, it's like, that's where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't fresh. Yeah, that this was fresh. But the whole situation not really fresh for some people to say, like, he ain't had time to think about this shit and all that. You feel me? Like, now that shit was intentional. You know what I mean? And the whole lineup and everything was intentional. But Muhammad Ali would not have backed the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali not gonna say, I'm gonna knock your ass out in the sixth round, and then when the fight get booked, say, look, man, you know what? I'm Muslim now, man. I don't even... That's just not... I don't know.
I mean, nah, I can definitely see where that, you know what I'm saying, coming from. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Ali.
Him talking about Kendrick's albums, he was like, your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic, your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it, your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. Pretty much saying Kendrick out of the prime now. Like, and like I said, he's talking about his four albums, because I think he mentioned, like, he had four albums in X amount of years or something like that.
Yeah, and J. Cole got, like, three more albums than he did.
Yeah, they were like, well...
I understand what he's saying.
They were like, well, yeah, I seen that, too. They were like, well, technically, you could divide both of their albums, and because Cole ain't... He only got a couple extra, and I think Cole only got, like...
It was like three.
Three more? Yeah, like three albums more.
Something like that. I'm not sure the exact number, but it was around three more.
But do you feel like it's basically, like, Kendrick falling off when you hear them lines, do you feel like Kendrick falling off?
I feel like this, right?
Because I don't know if you listened to the albums or not, but yeah.
Bro, nah, I ain't gonna lie. I respect Kendrick Lamar. I respect the shit out of Kendrick Lamar and his craft, right? But it ain't really my type of sauce, honestly. I feel like Kendrick Lamar was something different at a point in time when the game needed something different. I do feel like he is a spitter, a decorated spitter. But I don't feel like... Kendrick always got street cred. He always got hip-hop cred because he definitely kept it hip-hop. But Kendrick was never... To me, Kendrick was never like... That nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as in, like, who I'm gonna go to for a song that touches me, that I really feel that it's this, that, and the other. Like, he's just not really like that for me. I feel like he was just something different. So he was never, I don't know. Like I said, he got mad accolades and shit like that. He done been performing at the Super Bowl. You know, Kendrick got a lot going on. But I don't feel like he was ever in the limelight like that to fall off. I feel like Kendrick was always more or less so hip-hop that even as a mainstream artist, he was treated like an underground artist almost. You know what I'm saying? He's just, he was like an underground artist that had a major outlet. You know what I mean? But his shit was never mainstream enough for people to really say that he fell off. Only songs that he only got like a few mainstream songs where niggas gonna be like bumping in their car and singing the hook to. You know what I'm saying? He not that type of artist. That's a Drake. That's a Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Those are the artists that got songs that you rock into or whatever. You know what I mean? Kendrick got pressure. He got some heat. He got some shit. It's gonna be different. You wanna listen to some shit? He might tell you a crazy story. Whatever the case is, it's just different. But I don't think he fell off. I don't think he was ever in that picture of what they be talking about like that. Except when he first hit the scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Excuse me, True Squad. That's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the call for the gun, you know what I'm saying? Of the ganja going.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You know what I'm saying?
This is some Tidal Health in-house bud. What is this shit called? This is the in-house lemon margie buds. Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
Straight like that. So, do you feel like that was like a, what they say, kind of like a promotional run for his album called The Fall Off? Do you feel like he did all that just to really just get more attention to his album that's dropping? Because J. Cole is dropping an album called The Fall Off. But most people was like, it was probably a promotional run to get more people to flock to this album drop called The Fall Off.
I mean, I can't put nothing past nobody, for real. I say, I hope not, because Cole ain't never did a bunch of crazy shit fucking for clout and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, he don't even advertise his albums and shit like that, so I wouldn't personally put that on Cole. But I don't put nothing past nobody, man. Like, Cole ain't independent and small no more. He got labels and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't put nothing past nobody. But I would think not. Cole more hip-hop than that, I would think. But you never know. It could be for album sales. You know what I'm saying? I would hope not, though. Because that ain't what the Cole World fans want. You know what I'm saying? But they gonna listen to that shit regardless. So I would think not. I would think not.
So, like, even, because when he said during his speech or whatever, he was like, you know what I'm saying, he felt conflicted, and the world wants to see blood. And then, basically, after the apology, it was pretty much like everybody was calling him soft, and, you know what I'm saying, they was calling him scared for not standing his ground. So, that's why I asked you, do you feel like he should have stood on business, or do you feel like he took the maturity route? It's like, as far as the fans, I don't think the fans really understand, like, from the outside looking in, it's easy to say, man, Cole, you lame for that. Like, come on, bro. What you doing? But,
and it was hip-hop.
You feel me? Like, so
there
it's...
There ain't no other way around it. It's exactly. Hip-hop.
So, from the outside looking in, it's easy for us to say that. But we don't really know what was really going on. Because
it don't matter. Like I said, as for real, like I said, it really don't. As I said in the beginning of it, yeah, I can understand that you would do certain things and make certain decisions for J. Cole. You being so hip-hop, and this person that has stood on like the principles and the foundations of the craft and not the jewelry and this, that, and the other, and not the flash and the bullshit, it's like, nah, don't nobody want to hear that shit, because it's not, that wasn't the best decision for hip-hop. And at the end of the day, Kendrick Lamar not going to stop. Because, you know what I'm saying? Drake and them ain't going to stop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just one of them things where, nah, kings and queens and shit, they go to war, bro. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? They go to war, bro. If you not, if you don't want to go to war, don't call yourself a king of this shit. Don't call yourself Ali. And this, that, and the other. You feel me? Like, that's just as simple and cut and dry as it can be. Like, don't do that if you, if that's not the case. Because if you great, then there's somebody else below you that deserves a chance to show everybody else they great by challenging you. That's why there is that hierarchy. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you Ali, then you gotta fight fucking Frazier. You gotta fight Foreman. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the truth of it. You can't be Ali and not fighting. So, no. That's the realest. Yeah.
But that's how, that's what I was saying. Do you feel like some people could feel like that? Like, I understand some people could be frustrated with it, because it's like, my nigga, how can you call yourself the big three out of this genre, and you ain't even really trying to spar with nothing? When you get pushed to the limit, you ain't trying to, when you, like, just like you say when in boxing, when a nigga come to fight for your belt, to get that belt off your hip and off your waist, fam, you not about to be like, you not about to sign a contract right then and there and be like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to beat you the fuck up. And then you get there to the meet, like, you get there face to face to take the pictures or whatever, and you be like, you giving the press conference, you like, man, look, man, you know, I'm Muslim now. I ain't really trying to do all this. You know what I'm saying? I feel conflicted. You know, I want to throw a jab at this nigga, but you know what I'm saying? I really don't at the same time. Because it's like, nah, bro, it don't work like that, fam. If you're the champion and you're proclaiming that you're the champion, when push come to shove, when a newcomer come to test that belt, what you going to do? Either you going to give it up or you going to fight for
it. Exactly, and that's the thing right there. In boxing, if you won't fight and defend your title, you gotta give it
give
up.
It up. Straight, you know, like that. Saying?
And it's like, and it's one of those things where hip hop in today's age is not fair. And honestly, look, I'ma say something, matter of fact, even stemming from what I was just saying, that motherfuckers really need to pay attention to. Because that's how not fair it is. And we in a day and age where J. Cole know better. Bro, this is hip-hop, and we in a day and age where you are now creating a cycle that makes it okay for the nigga on top to not acknowledge the was below and that challenge and everything. Like, now, like, J. Cole is J. Cole. If he don't respond, he's still going to be J. Cole. He's still going to have his fans and shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where it's just like LeBron not doing the dunk contest. Like, I fuck with LeBron, but bro, now you ain't do the dunk contest. Now none of the fucking major fucking NBA superstars want to do the dunk contest, and that's what I feel like J. Cole is doing with this scenario. I feel like you creating a scenario where, all right, yeah, I'm the best, I'm Ali, dot dot dot, but I ain't got to fight. I just got to make good songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not the hip hop side of it that we really don't want. That hip hop side of it. Do we want music, musicians and artists and stuff that aren't competitive and all that and just make music and all that? That's cool. That's fine, for sure we do. But don't go and say that shit like that you saying like that. You feel me?
Especially so, when you talking the way you talking, like,
right, like
when push come to shove, you gotta throw it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when people thought Drake wasn't going to respond, going into that one, even when people thought Drake wasn't going to respond, he took the longest to respond, but he did end up responding. And so he came out, or they said it's a leak. Some people saying it's AI. Like I said before, Do you feel like the song AI, because somebody was like, well, there's no way they can be AI because AI doesn't know that much information. And then some people was like, nah, yeah, that's Drake. Yeah, so like, do you feel like the song is AI?
To a computer and they could definitely pump that shit up. But nah, I don't think it's AI. I feel like that was probably definitely him. It wasn't bad. Honestly, I don't even fuck with Drake on no hip hop shit. I like a lot of Drake songs and shit like that. But on some battle shit like that, like, I mean, that back to back shit and shit like that, it's like, it's so hard to top that. And like, that shit was dope. But the whole writers and all that shit, whatever, whatever. So I guess trying to be unbiased and not looking at the writers or whatever, if there was any. Because that shit wasn't that put together where, honestly, there had to be ghostwriters on it. But, you know what I mean? Whatever.
And so,
nah, I don't feel like it was AI.
You don't feel like it was AI? You feel like it was really Drake then? You feel like that was really Drake? All right. So, during the song, he said, I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. So, I think people pointed out that he was talking about, you know what I'm saying, Kendrick and Future and them, because, like, he's saying he bigger than them, because he's, I guess, in Japan, they don't really know about Kendrick, and I'm not trying to throw a shot at you, Future, but they probably don't even know who Future is in Japan. But if they feel like that's a little boy moment, like, he's trying to little boy them because he big in Japan. Some people say Drake a little cocky for that line, which...
I mean, you got to use what you got in your arsenal.
When I'm looking at y'all troop squad, how do y'all feel like he being cocky by that line? Just please answer that one.
I personally feel like, I don't feel like it's the most hip-hop thing to say, but I feel like it's all in the delivery and all that type of shit. I feel like his delivery and the fact that, for the most part, he's staying true to the character that he displays. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that whole... I never liked that whole I smack you with my wallet type of shit, because I felt like... And I still feel like a nigga that can spit and a nigga that's really creative is gonna outmaneuver a nigga that can talk about what he can do with money. And shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really clever, you know what I'm saying? What a nigga can do with money and shit like that, it really ain't about nothing. Especially if you've been living right. If you've been out here living right and shit like that, and you credible, and you can rap and got shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like, a nigga can't do nothing with that I got money shit. But it was funny, though. I fuck with Drake's this, though. It wasn't as good as the shit with Meek Mills and shit. But the energy ain't there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Drake's energy not there?
Nah, the energy in the whole battle.
In the whole battle?
But with everybody. You know what I'm saying? The energy ain't there.
We definitely gonna touch up on that one. But during the song, later down that song, he says, still talking to Kendrick. He says, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. So, how you feel about that line, first off? I'm going to ask that question first.
I mean...
You feel like there's a little bit of truth in that, or Drake just talking shit? You feel like he's just talking shit?
Or? I feel like he's just talking shit, but I feel like there's relevancy to it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the things where it's like, it's close enough to, even though if it's not true per se, that... Yeah, it's funny, and that's a good line.
That's a good line?
I'm glad that's a good line. I like that line, because like I said, it's one of those things where it's though, now you're talking about the person. You're not talking about money. You're talking about the fact that them and this other interaction with other people. You feel what I'm saying? So you're talking about them. You're not talking about some bullshit. So, you know what I mean? Whether the line is bullshit or not, it don't matter. A nigga could say that a nigga is fucking don't wash for 3 days or whatever and it not be true, but it's going to be funny in the hip-hop beef. You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, no.
So that's how you feel about the SZA and the Travis and Savage, like when he say they got him wiped down. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what he mean by like wiped down. Like, he trying to say they washed them. Like,
nah, I feel like he's saying that they is not that they washed them. I feel like it's like that they little situations or whatever is what boosted his like his shit at the time. I feel like he's saying like that like is what made him relevant at the time type shit. And like, you know what I mean, past that, you know what I'm saying, it was over, you know what I'm saying? So that's it.
I mean, I guess so.
I mean, it's gonna be pretty much the same with this moment here. You gotta figure out like this, out of this moment here, what they gonna say about Rick Ross out of it. If, you know what I mean? Or whoever loses. I ain't gonna put Rick Ross out on the spot like that because his shit was hard. But whoever loses, you know what I'm saying? What they gonna say? Oh, shit, nigga, what are they talking about that nigga unless other than, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Rick Ross, his ass definitely coming up later. Later in the song, he says, I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1? So he like, when he say 20v1, he basically feel like he being jumped because everybody, it seemed like everybody just right. Coming for his neck right now. And then when he says, it's a big difference between Mike then and Mike now, he was still addressing Kendrick when Kendrick was like, Prince outlived Mike Jack. And he's basically saying it's a big difference between Mike then and Mike now. Mike then wasn't as big as he is now. And I guess like that comparison keeps coming up in their beef or whenever they do this little back and forth in this rap, this comparison always keeps getting brought up because Drake saying he did say in the song that he's one hit away from Mike Jack, and people do compare Kendrick to Prince. But do you feel like those comparisons are a little like crazy, like too far off, or it's not?
I feel as far as in the Prince and Kendrick, fucking hell yeah, that's fucking so far off it don't even make sense. But honestly, yeah, no, I don't get that one at all. Yeah, shit, they see Prince on the wall right there. Fuck you, I don't get that one. Yeah.
And do you definitely feel like he getting jumped? Like, it feel like everybody's just coming for it, like, it's just everybody against him right now?
Nah, I don't feel like he getting jumped. I feel like, I mean, nah, I don't feel like he getting jumped because, for real, they got a whole camp. And it'd be like, that's what I'd be saying, it'd be like, you know what I mean, some of this shit just don't make sense. And it ain't got that same energy because if it was really about that, bruh, it'd be way more motherfuckers on wax right now. Way more niggas be spitting right now. OVO ain't just Drake. Drake ain't by himself in this motherfucking world of rap. Even with the other motherfuckers that don't like him or whatever. Like, let's be real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the niggas that fuck with Drake definitely don't fuck with some of the people that ain't fucking with him. And there's certain people where, though, if you don't fuck with Drake, they don't fuck with you. So, nah, I feel like he just know he can handle what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I feel like the situation, and looking at the situation, bro, ain't nobody dropped no fucking shit that's, like, amazing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas done dropped some okay shit, but ain't nobody dropped some shit that's, like, nigga, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life. Nigga, this is fucking hip-hop. Like, but even dropping shit that's, like, okay, we getting, nigga, we getting back. We getting back where we gotta go. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about that. But no. He can handle this shit. It's a 20v1 because it's a fucking giant with a bunch of motherfucking little fucking kids. No real shit though. You know, like I said, like that's what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't gotta say his number is this and that and the other. Bro, you fucking Drake, man. Like, come on, bro. Like, all you gotta do is bring some pressure. You ain't even gotta make nothing spectacular, nigga. As long as you bring some pressure and the shit sound half decent, nigga, shit. You Drake.
He could definitely, like...
More niggas gonna say yes than no.
Yeah. You Drake.
It's the facts. It's the facts. Like, Rick Ross, you cool, you dope. Nigga, even if everybody from that generation that fucked with Rick Ross at that time was to jump in and be like, on Rick Ross's side, nigga, the Drake squad would still win. You know what I mean? Like, this nigga got people that like his music for shit that he just sings and shit that won't let him take an L in a rap beef. Come on, bro. Like, shit.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, niggas that, like he said, bro, like, he big in Japan. That's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, it's a giant. You go into war with somebody that has a fan base everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's what motherfuckers got to think about. Is it a 20v1? Yeah, it's a 20v1. It's a bunch of motherfucking little fucking undiscovered fucking countries that ain't got water and shit against motherfucking superpower with nukes and shit. What the fuck you mean? That's why, yeah, it's a 20v1.
It's a whole 20v1,
yeah, probably. It's a 20v1. But, and like, the stakes is fucking minus like 4,000 in Drake's favor. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you mean.
So later in the song, he like, get more love in the city that you from. Still addressing Kendrick. Then this one, he addressed Metro. He say, Metro, shut your hoe ass up and make some drums. Which is crazy.
Nah, that shit a little funny.
With the Metro?
What, yeah, that shit a little funny.
I noticed that besides SZA, Travis, and Savage, who have really nothing to do with the whatever's going on, Metro's really the only name that he brought up, for real, that directly. Everything else from this point till we got to this point, as I was even listening to the, now that I'm even looking at the lyrics, he's addressing Kendrick, but not really saying his name. And the only name I seen that he addressed directly was Metro. So,
he said Metro's name in the junk. I think he told Cole that his shit was whack.
Yeah, he said,
I don't remember how he said it, but I'm pretty sure he told Cole that motherfucking track was whack.
We shall see. But yeah, he brought Metro's name up, and that was the only thing.
And then, like I said, the 21 and all them, like, I'm pretty sure they got fucking songs with that nigga, and that was a relevant song, and after that, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure.
So fast forwarding through the song, he say, shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. But this time he addressing Future. Cause he say,
Jets. That shit funny too.
He said, Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. And if it's really like funny. It's really like one of those things, like, if you know, cause it's like one of his tracks got the hook on him. Got that same, wicked.
Yeah, Future like, funny as shit. I ain't gonna lie. Man.
You think Future gonna respond? Being that he, you know what I'm saying? You think Future gonna respond?
Nigga, he had to respond with some shit that's like, that mask off. You know what I'm saying?
Mask on, mask off.
Yeah, like, he had to fucking come with something like that, but all of that shit that he did with Metro and shit, bro. Like I said, I listened to that shit. I was like, I was not fucking impressed. I'm not, bro, the lane that niggas is going, like, nah, bro. Like, sit the fuck down somewhere and fucking remember, like, yeah, nah, you gotta conform with the times, but you also still you. You know what I mean? I feel like some of these artists get so far from where they, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But that shit, no. Man, bro, no. Y'all ain't killing nothing with that. You know what I'm saying? They ain't killing nothing with that. Like, for real, though. Niggas is not going... niggas ain't killing nothing with that. You know what I mean?
So then, fast forward, he say, I might take your latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jump in there and this nigga turning 50. And Rick Ross come up here, too, because he responded. This nigga responded 2 hours after this dropped. 2 hours after this dropped.
He a boss.
Yeah. Boss. This nigga responded 2 hours. That's like the fastest I ever seen. Lie. I can't even say that. Nah, I seen some a couple other niggas respond. But that's one of the top ones where it's like, man, that nigga responded mad quick. He responded 2 hours after that track dropped, bro. It was like, yo.
I fuck with that, though. I mean, his joints was cool. Or his junk was cool. That, Champagne something? I don't remember the name of it. Shit was cool, though. I think it was Champagne something. But I don't know. But that nigga be sliding. Ross is an elegant motherfucker on the mic. I mean, I do like the way he slide on the mic. I like his approach to things on the mic. I do feel like he really, just got something to say.
Champagne moments, that's what it is.
But I ain't like all that white boy shit and all that, though. I ain't like
calling
that.
Him white boy?
I ain't gonna lie. I gotta call it what it is. I ain't like that shit, bro. You gotta stop that shit. You know what I mean? Ricky. Stop it.
He was calling him white boy?
Yeah. Stop it, Ricky. This is not motherfucking... What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like...
White boy. Come on.
I feel like... Rick. Come on, I feel
Ricky.
Like, I feel
that
like,
shit ain't cool, Ricky.
I feel like he was too old to be doing that shit.
Not even just too old, bro. We don't do that.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Looking at this nigga turning 50, it's like, yo, bro, you turning 50 and you still talking like that. Like, it's just, and you talking like that to the world, bro. It's like, beyond all that, it just shows a lot of immaturity on your part, fam.
That's what I'm saying.
When it look bad.
When you have a platform and stuff as well, you don't perpetuate ignorance and stigmas, and it's shit just corny. That shit was like the most corniest part of everything. And now that I think about that shit, because it's like I said, that take away from the whole thing. Like you lost, you gonna lose just because you keep running with that that's the Instagram video or whatever that he had afterwards with the, you know, such and such, your mom, dot, beautiful lady, and bop, white boy. Like, that's a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I can see where, to a point where it's like, niggas do cross lines. Niggas is habitual line stuffers. And when you are in a habitual line stuffer, yeah, you can get spanked. And that's when they come off of the mic and go to real life type shit. You feel me? But I feel like, yeah, no, that white boy shit, that ain't cool, bro. That shit lame. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I feel like that shit was a little played.
Ricky, you gotta stop that.
You gotta stop what you're doing. Like, immediately.
Yeah, that shit. Because it's like, that give motherfuckers the go. Like, so when he hop on there and start saying black boy. And it's just like, and now you just creating the weird trends. You know what I mean? Like, really, though. Now you calling him white boy. He go on there and start saying black boy. And now what? We going back to white and black? And come on. Like, come man, shit. We've been out of a white and black world. You know what I mean? Like, this shit has been motherfucking mixed. Like, somebody fucking dropped the paint set or a kid was finger painting or whatever. That's what everybody is now. Stop that shit.
So he says, fast forwarding after... This is Rick, you know what I'm saying? He says, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga. I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. So, I did a little research on that, not too much. All I understand is apparently him and John Morant was messing with the same girl, or John Morant was messing with this little shorty. Drake do what Drake did. You know what I'm saying? Swooped in with the light skin face. Stole her. You know what I'm saying? Like Billie Jean. Backed out of there real quick. You know what I'm saying? Jaws going on Twitter, I guess, on a heartbroken rant. You know what I'm saying? The dude on, I think he like 23. So, some people understood. You know how the internet do. They was clowning him. Some people felt sympathy for him. Some people was trying, you know what I'm saying, encourage him. All that, just to Just for that, right? So he's talking about Ja Morant on that one when he say, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. Because Ja Morant, you know, I think he's, I want to say he started doing the gritty. He was the first one to start doing the gritty in the NBA. So based on that, Drake's still out here snatching girls, bro. That's why I brought that up, just to show, like,
oh, I mean,
he's still out here snatching.
Yo, that... Drake don't, he let that shit be known what type of time he on.
And it's like,
him and Meek Mills, them niggas is, they shit, that's their religion, nigga. They will, shit.
And it's not like, what would you tell him? It's like, if you in his shoes, are you even going to waste your time to go to Twitter? To like, I understand you, I understand you're going to be heartbroken and shit.
The fuck would I even, but it's fucking Drake, nigga, like.
What do you even do beyond that point?
Gonna remember what chick this is.
It's
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
It's like, what do you even do beyond that point?
You don't do shit. You tell her, oh shit, if she got some good shit, if she got that good, you double back. The fuck you mean?
Nah, I'm cutting that off.
Oh shit, look, if that wasn't my girl, nigga, that was just something that I was smacking. Look, if that was his girl, then obviously he just saved you some time. Either way, it's just a win. Niggas get way too comfortable. Like, this shit lame now, bro. I fuck with you, Ja, though. Look, Ja, bro, look, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with you. But, niggas got money and shit, too?
Yeah, it's like, me personally, I'm 23. I got over 100 mil. I'm not tripping over that. I can get, what? And you out there in Memphis, out there with a, oh my goodness, boy, you could find something crazier
learn
out there.
Easy lesson, you know what I'm
you
saying?
Feel me?
Learn the easy lesson.
Drake really just taught you something for real. You can't really be mad if you're doing all that. Drake really just saved you a whole bunch of time if you think about it, bro.
Yeah, like I said, either way, if she was just something that you was like, you met at the club and, you know what I mean? Hey, y'all go out to eat and then you go smack them cheeks. And then you got other joints too in your phone that you texting, then bro, don't be upset. You know what I'm saying? Tis the game. These are the way that it is. You know what I'm saying? But if that was your shorty, like, and she fucking, you know what I mean? Hey, then you learned the lesson. You know what I mean?
Like, he just saved you a whole bunch of time, bro.
That shit.
And then fast forward and after that, he says, I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. So he felt like that dot shit was weak as fuck. That's what he was saying. Like, he wasn't phased. And then I don't know who he was talking about when he said begging Casanat, boy, you not fucking beating us. But he says, number wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. And everybody know Drake money wise, yeah, you said, bro, you can stop rapping right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you'll be good for the rest of your life, brother, man. Yeah,
and
of course.
Everybody else's. Stop.
Number-wise, do you think anybody fucking with him number-wise? Or nobody really creeping up to him for real? Because I feel like when he said number-wise, I'm out of here, you're not fucking creeping up. It was pretty much like,
that's the truth.
I'm addressing you, but I'm really saying this like openly, like nobody's fucking with me number-wise.
Nigga can't go in there talking numbers to Drake. But that was just like when 50 Cent and Jadakiss went at it. 50 Cent was like at the top with numbers and shit, and he was talking line numbers, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you can't talk numbers to a nigga who got numbers. It's just what it is, you feel me?
So yeah, that's
Nah, ain't nobody fucking with that nigga. Number wise,
no, nobody at all.
Nah, nobody. Look, ain't nobody fucking with that nigga, bro. Ain't nobody fucking with that nigga. Number wise, nah.
Nobody.
Nah.
He said, "Yo, show money, merch money, feed us." Who you think he was talking about? Future.
Everybody.
Oh no, it could be Future.
Man, that nigga was probably talking to all them niggas because it applies to, like, Rick Ross. He is a boss and he got a different type of money because he has businesses and everything outside of whatever. But when you talking about hip hop, niggas don't be talking about all that shit. Nigga, we talking about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, if we talking hip hop, I believe that what he's saying pretty much applies to damn near everybody outside of him and a couple select motherfuckers that go out there and grace the stage here and there.
He said, I think I could be wrong, but I think he was addressing Kendrick when he said, you had a song for 4 years, drop that shit and shut your mouth. So.
Yeah, I believe so.
He had a song for 4 years. Why do you think he holding on to us for so long?
I mean, I don't think that he necessarily holding on to a song. I feel like, if anything, they just saying that. That's when the shots probably first started getting fired and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because even if a nigga knew that he had a song back then, that nigga ain't getting ready to release that song from 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's just saying like nigga, let's just get it on type shit. You know what I mean?
And basically, in this little verse, he said, y'all drew the line, like, what the fuck we got to speak about? Basically saying that some people chose sides. Like you said, back in the 20v1, he just felt like a lot of people choosing sides.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I got a more respectable, view of Drake after the engagement and shit with this beef, just because, you know, the nigga could have took a real political, real bullshit ass fucking way about things. You know what I'm saying? Like, he Drake. He could have had his people fucking find out whatever the fuck it would take to make everybody happy enough to fucking get along or whatever. And I'm honestly glad that he ain't go that route. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can respect that. So, but yeah.
So going to Rick Ross, because Rick Ross responded, you know what I'm saying? Champagne moments. It was I think you said something like that. Yeah. Or something around that. So going into the song, in the first verse he said, ghostwriters, they get to flaws, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker wanting the chart, don't make me laugh. Clearly talking about Drake. Do you feel like... Well, how do you feel about that line? Because I feel like he's saying, you a worker wanting the chart, don't make me laugh. But it's like, don't he chart though every time he do drop? Like... When you say worker, like, in the essence of...
Labels.
But it's like, when you say worker, in the essence of...
They sign the labels. Drake is a boss as well.
But it's like, when you say worker, in the essence of, aren't all y'all niggas workers? Like,
you better know it.
You feel me? So it's like, what is different about him calling him a worker? Like, y'all are all really, in the essence of, working towards the same goal, really. Like, y'all working. Like,
that line wasn't the most profound thing a nigga could have said. It just sounded slick. You know what I'm saying? Like, before a nigga break that bitch down, that shit sounds smooth as shit. You know what I'm saying? But once you break it down like that, it do make you think, like, eh.
And, that, like, y'all okay. Really are all the same. Like, yeah. Nigga, y'all are all workers, really.
Yeah, and this nigga definitely.
But it sounds slick.
Yeah, it sounded slick as shit. But this nigga definitely be charting, so I don't know.
He said, record label taking the loss. Are you in your bag? I don't think they taking the loss.
But so, I don't know. Maybe that was a shot at somebody else outside of Drake.
Could it be?
It could be. Because that really does not seem to be something that would make sense about Drake.
Said ghostwriters, they get the flaws what you could have had. Who else is heavily associated with ghostwriters except for, you know what I'm saying, Drizzy, which everybody, that never goes away. You think, also, that's why I wanted to ask you too, do you feel like this ghostwriter shit going forever really haunt him and his career kind of, or this shit going to get...
Well, they said that Kendrick had a ghostwriter.
Yeah, that too. But the thing is, this is why I say people choose sides, because that ain't heavily talked about as much as Drake's ghostwriters.
That's a fact.
Nobody wants to acknowledge that Kendrick may have... You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to acknowledge that.
That's a fact.
But everybody wants to pay attention to Drake and
yeah,
be like...
Yeah, nah, that's real shit. That's real shit.
So it's like, yeah, you could bring it up and be like, nigga, Kendrick got something too. But they gonna be like, nah, man, Drake got ghostwriters. Drake ghostwriters working overtime. It's like, yeah, man. Y'all pick and choose for real.
Yeah, most definitely. Damn.
So, yeah, that's why I was like, man. that joint get played out sometimes. But
yeah, for sure. For sure. It do. But like I said, it's just because that is where things have gone and not where it should be for the people that are in those positions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So later in the verse, he's like, living fine, I'm getting high, this shit decline. Who believes he moving keys and he's Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. So there is, I feel a certain way about a couple of these lines, well, about all of these lines, because he say, living fine, I'm getting high as the shit decline. Could be talking about relevancy, I feel like, because he's saying, I'm getting high as your shit decline.
Could be.
So, I feel like that one is aiming at relevancy, saying that he's going on a decline, which I don't...
I mean...
If you're talking about Drake, I don't feel like he on no decline. From what I've seen this year and what I've been seeing, I don't feel like Drake's on a decline. And if he is, I haven't seen it.
See, it's... that's because it's like... When you are on a decline from the fucking where people don't even get to see, it doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously there's so much other stuff going on. There's people, you've gotten older, people are fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is what it is, but he's still definitely, you know, more, shit, I mean, the nigga gonna be more relevant than a lot of people for a long time.
Yeah. You feel like he's going to be relevant longer than Rick Ross? Or they probably going to be equally, like, the same?
I think he'll be... That is a fucking tough one, but honestly, if I had to just speak, like, straight out of a first thought, I would say that he will be relevant longer because his outreach is bigger. And it's like a lot of kids and shit that are going to be more familiar with Drake than they are with Rick Ross. And the kids are what is the next generation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, nah, I definitely feel like... And he's fucking more monumental at the point of... So, no, I definitely feel like that's... I feel like that shit is damn near unfair, as I said.
So, later, this other line, he said, who believes he's moving keys in his Louis V's? That goes back to what you said earlier, where he could be talking about somebody else, because I don't really see him addressing Drake in that line. Like, I don't see nothing, no...
Drake do be talking shit, but I haven't...
I never heard him say nothing music. About no moving keys and no Louis V's, though.
Me neither, but I haven't never... Like I said, I haven't listened to enough of Drake's music. You know what I'm saying? I've only listened to a handful of joints, and I got certain joints that I know you know what I mean? That I fuck with and stuff. So, I'm honestly not
I feel
sure.
Like, if I really had to give my... It, like, on my personal opinion... I feel like he was just saying that to really add up to this bleed line when he says, who believes he's moving keys in these Louis V's? Run up on you, snatch a chain. Run up on you and snatch a chain, watch you bitches bleed. I really feel like he just wanted something to rhyme with this bleed line to end with that bleed line. I don't really feel like he was talking about anybody in this in a way, because it's like I never really, from the music that I heard from Drake, I never heard him talk about moving keys in the Louis V's or moving no type of work at all.
Nah,
not
I ain't
even
heard him talking about moving work.
I ain't
heard
even hear him talk about
shit.
You
I
feel
heard
me?
Him about some other shit.
I done heard him about talk about the six and you know what I'm saying.
But like
gangsta
I said,
shit. But I ain't never heard him talk about no.
I gotta do some research on that one. Yeah. I really gotta look into that one.
And he said it also could be well. He also says like run up on you and snatch a chain, watch you bitches bleed. He's because in the push-ups, let me go back, Drake and them, they addressed that they wear their chain anywhere, and ain't nobody snatching nothing. So I think Rick Ross is addressing Drake when he say that. I don't think Rick Ross snatching no chains. That's just me personally. Now, somebody could do it for him, possibly, but I don't really see nobody really...
I mean, no, getting that real camp, close. But I don't see nobody. Yeah, like,
I really see it going that far. A chain getting snatched off Drizzy neck, and I ain't even trying to like. I don't know that man like that, but I'm just trying to say like, I'm pretty sure Drake moving in a way where like, nigga, you not about to just walk up and snatch his chain, no matter who you is. If you not in his camp. I'm sure he moved publicly, mad deep security detail.
Nigga ain't just running up on Drake.
You feel me? So
nigga not just running up on Drake.
So I feel like, yeah, that line was a little, you know, that was just a little jab.
There's very few people that's even willing to take that L just to go and try and get a chain off that nigga's neck.
Yeah, he says, backstage in my city.
But
with
it sound good, though. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's the, but one thing about it is like I said, you can't be too overcritical about certain things and lines and stuff because a lot of it is about what sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's fire when a nigga got for sure facts and real shit, but at the same time, if that was the case, I mean, niggas ain't that fucked up to where as though a rap battle would even be that long. You know what I'm saying? Like, a rap battle, that should be one song, nigga. You know what I mean? You tell everything a nigga did in one song. So.
Yeah, back to the Drake song. He was like, you won't, backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. So I think that could, Rick. He could be saying that to address that line, but like I said, I don't think, man, they ain't, that's just a jab line. They ain't snatching nothing.
Yeah, now he's just trying to say he's soft, basically. You know what I mean? I think it's one of them because it's like, in today's world, no, ain't nobody getting that close to that nigga like that. But it's like, yeah, he's just saying he's soft. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, you type nigga, get your chain snatched type shit.
And, further down in the chorus, he said, niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. I don't know what he means by leaking their records when we speaking directly.
I guess nigga leaked a diss song or something. Or fucking, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It could be addressing because even Drake's supposed like response, it was a leak. It's not an official release. It's a leak, and I think he might be addressing that one too. So, who is he addressing? Because I don't know if it's Drizzy or any. It could, like you said, could be anybody else. So fast forward, he's talking about Drake when he say, "White boy, I see you. Yeah, check." Like you say, you don't fuck with that.
No, I don't. I don't like that part. I mean, like I said, it'd be like, well, in a line is not as bad in a line, but still, it'd be like one of those things where it's like, bro, like, would you like, that's some old Benzino, it sound irrelevant, just the line itself, you know what I'm saying?
So later, he says, going into the beginning of the second verse, he's like, getting bullied, don't walk up on me because the clip is fully. I don't think he's carrying no gun. Let's be real. Rick Ross draw game. I don't know. I don't think he carrying none, though. I don't know. Security, I don't know. He might have it on him. I don't estimate him. But later in the verse, he's like his moves, but he never had to fight in school. Always ran another nigga, had to write your grooves. So once again, going back to the ghostwriter allegations, when he's saying, another nigga had to write your grooves. He says, he attacks his flow. He says, flow is copy and paste. Weezy gave you the juice.
I mean, like I said, it all sounds good. And a lot of that shit, like I said, it rings true enough where it feels good enough to the point where, like I said, it's like, yeah, nah, okay, you can rock to it. You know what I mean? You can rock to it. It wasn't pressure. It wasn't. Rick Ross could have did a lot better. You know what I mean? For real, for real. Ain't nobody out there. Ain't nobody delivered what I feel like they should have delivered yet. But even as it stands right now, Drake got the best shit out right now.
Like, so out of all the responses, you feel like Drake got it. He won that one.
Yeah, right now out of Kendrick and
Rick,
because J. Cole bowed out. So out of that, yeah, nah, for sure. I think Drake's was way better than, like I said, like the energy just ain't right. You know what I mean? The energy ain't right. And I do feel like more people are going to get involved. And I definitely, I want everybody to keep it where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want everybody to keep it where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Not take it to the streets and shit and not make it something else. You feel me? You could definitely talk about motherfuckers being soft, about what they going to do, about this, that, and the other, about hypothetically doing stuff to people or whatever the case is. And but like I said, I definitely don't want it to go to where we can't have competition and good and rap beef. You know what I mean?
So basically throughout the song, he's calling him, you know, white boy. If you go all the way through the end of the song, he said, yeah, you had that surgery, six pack going. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it. Saying Drake had surgery on his six pack. Like I said, I feel like that's him just talking shit. But do you feel like this is all this shit is really just a distraction from something else? Or do you feel like it's just what it is right now? Because my argument would be the whole world ain't really paying attention to this shit right now. Or half of the world feel like it's orchestrated anyway, which I was going to ask you. That was going to be the other side of the question. Do you feel like this shit just orchestrated, planned in a way?
I don't know about. I mean, I definitely feel like it's laid out. I don't feel like this type of shit happens without some sort of rhyme, rhythm, or reason. And like I said, the energy is off and all that shit. It's just weird. It is weird. It's a weird situation. So it's more to it. But I don't feel like it's all like just straight up. I don't know. It is weird. That's all I can fucking say. I don't know about the orchestrated and all that. But so, I know it's weird.
You feel like it's a distraction from some other, like just a distraction from other events going on?
Everything is a distraction from other events going on. That's what entertainment is. So, yes, most definitely. But that's what entertainment is. When people say that they do that with entertainment, yeah, no, they definitely use entertainment to create distractions. So you don't focus on everything else going on. But we chose that as people. You know what I mean? Like, as people, we chose to have more and more and more entertainment. We already had entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Now we got podcasts, like, you know what I'm saying? We got fucking the YouTubes, the TikToks, everything. Hell yeah. That shit on everything. I bet they talking about this shit everywhere. Niggas tweeting and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all crazy.
So,
but yeah, did you have any, closing words for the people before we go ahead and jump out of here?
Shit, most definitely. Don't motherfucking, don't just fucking go towards the person with the most money or whatever, even though they track is the hottest right now in my sight. Encourage good, healthy rap beef and competition. And shit, man, look. That's it, yo. Let's stay real out this bitch. Stay safe. You know what I'm saying?
It's your boy B2B Swaggy, man. I'm gonna catch y'all the next time. It's been real in the Gorilla Zone.
That's right.